Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac from Monday, October the 29th, 2007. It's the birthday of the man who wrote under the name Henry Green. He was born Henry York in Tewkesbury, England, 1905. His father was a wealthy foundry owner, and in the middle of his Oxford education, the son decided to drop out, take a job as an iron molder in his father's foundry. Other workers thought he was crazy, but he loved to listen to them talk, and he wrote a novel about them called Living. It came out in 1929. He said, "The writer's duty is to meet as many pedestrian people as possible and to listen to the most pedestrian conversation." And he tried to capture the dialogue of as many different kinds of people as he could. His novel Party Going is about wealthy socialites. His novel Caught about firefighters during the London Blitz. His novel Loving about a staff of servants in an Irish castle who steal liquor and have affairs with each other while their master is away at war. Eudora Welty, John Updike, W.H. Auden all thought that Henry Green was one of the best novelists of the 20th century, though his books never sold well. It's the birthday of James Boswell, born Edinburgh, 1740, started keeping a diary as a young man, writing about his life as if it were fiction. And then he met his hero, Dr. Samuel Johnson, at a London bookshop. When Boswell was 22, Johnson was 53. Over the next 20 years, they spent about 400 days together, and Boswell documented each of those 400 days in his journal, what the great man was wearing, who he was with, and what he said on all sorts of subjects. After Johnson died in 1784, a number of biographies came out right away. Boswell took years to write his own. It was a big bestseller when it came out in 1791. Samuel Johnson's writings went out of print around 1825, but Boswell's Life of Johnson has now been in print for more than 200 years. And today is the anniversary of Black Tuesday. It was the day of the great stock market crash in 1929, the beginning of the Depression. Stock market had been booming through the 20s. Stories about barbers and messenger boys who'd gotten rich off of overheard stock tips, and then the market corrected itself. 1929, this day, 3 million shares sold in just the first half hour. Stock prices fell so fast that by the end of the day, there were shares in companies that nobody would buy at any price. By 1932, more than 100,000 businesses had failed. About 12 million people had lost their jobs. One out of every four families had no income. It was the Depression that cost Raymond Chandler his job as an oil company executive, and he started writing detective stories. It was the Depression that inspired John Steinbeck to write The Grapes of Wrath, came out in 1939. But the best-selling book of the decade was Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind. It was during the Depression that this country built what was then the largest building in the world, the Empire State Building, completed in 1931. And 2 years later, a man trademarked a board game called Monopoly. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia, entitled Money, with a quotation from Wallace Stevens. Money is a kind of poetry. Money, the long green, cash, stash, rhino, jack, or just plain dough. Chalk it up, fork it over, shell it out. Watch it burn holes through pockets. To be made of it, to have it to burn. Greenbacks, double eagles, megabucks, and ginny mays. It greases the palm, feathers a nest, holds heads above water, makes both ends meet. Money breeds money, gathering interest, compounding daily, always in circulation. Money. You don't know where it's been, but you put it where your mouth is, and it talks. Poem by Dana Gioia, Money. From The Gods of Winter, published by Grey Wolf Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.